This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick, in for Antonia Gonzalez. In Washington, a bill banning the use of Native American names, symbols, or images as mascots in public schools will now go before the full State House of Representatives after passing out of committee. KGMI reports the bill was introduced by Representative Deborah LeCanif, the only Native American member of the state legislature. She told the Seattle Times she was inspired to introduce the legislation after the Washington, D.C. NFL team abandoned its name last July. Under pressure from protesters and investors. Washington has been slow to change because its local school districts have the power to determine their own mascots and team names. LeCanif said in a hearing on the bill that while mascot defenders have said some of the symbols are meant to honor Native Americans, they are still stereotypes.
We hear language, sports language, being called out. Kill the chieftains, kill the braves. We do not feel honored in any way.
The ban would not apply to schools on tribal lands or schools with enrollment boundaries that include tribal land or schools in counties with a reservation or tribal trust land, but the Seattle Times reports those schools would have to seek approval of the residing tribe. There are 29 federally recognized tribes in Washington. A member of the Tribal Council of the Fort Yuma Kachan Indian Tribe in southern Arizona died in early February after contracting COVID-19. Emma Gibson from Arizona Public Media reports she had also served as the chief judge of the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians Tribal Court.
Claudette C. White died almost a month after being sworn into the council. Throughout her life, White also served on the Kachan and San Manuel Tribal Courts. Kachan President Jordan D. Joaquin says Judge White applied restorative justice by implementing tribal customs and traditions while in court, stepping away from standard punishments. She also served as a trial and appellate judge in a variety of tribal courts in Arizona. Judge White was known for her expertise in missing and murdered indigenous women and girls. And the San Manuel tribal government says she helped tribal youth educate communities and support those impacted by human trafficking. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
A new project will digitize thousands of oral histories of Native Americans in archives and universities. The Doris Duke Charitable Foundation announced it's granting $1.6 million to the Association of Tribal Archives, Libraries, and Museums, and seven universities for the Native Oral History Revitalization Project. Tucson.com reports the interviews were collected in the 1960s and 70s and span 150 cultures. Subjects were asked to reflect on the experience of living on reservations and attending boarding schools. They were also asked about their knowledge of Native traditions. Only about a quarter of the archive has been digitized so far. The foundation said the funds will also allow for expansion of the collections to include contemporary voices and develop related curriculum resources for students and visitors. And in California, a bill introduced by the first Native American elected to the state legislature would replace a toppled statue of Father Junipero Serra with a tribute to Sacramento regional tribes. Writing in CalMatters.org, Assemblyman James C. Ramos notes he does not condone the vandalism last year that took down the Serra statue in Capitol Park, but he writes that it is, quote, long past time for a more accurate and complete telling of the mission period's impact on California Native Americans and Serra. His bill has sponsorship and support of six tribes in the Sacramento area. It would repeal a statutory requirement that a monument to Serra be maintained on the Capitol grounds. It would also require that a new Capitol annex include a mural dedicated to the state's indigenous people in a hearing room. The California Globe reports the bill has garnered co-signers, giving it a renewed push to pass by the summer. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing scholarships to Native students of every age for over 30 years. Applications for the upcoming school year accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.